Let's see what's going on the roads out there. Slippery conditions in spots, and the problem this morning as we check it with Triple Team Traffic, Heather, is people are just going too darn fast.
They certainly are, and we still have plenty of city streets that are just completely snow-packed. Right now I'm looking at Bangor Highway right around 4100 South, and you can't see the road in many of the areas. It's just a snow-pack of, you know, the ice-covered snow. So that is slowing down speeds on Bangor, also on 3500 South, pretty congested there. And then we're looking at a crash on the 201 freeway eastbound at 3200 West exit. The two cars are off on the right shoulder. Eric?
Snow and ice on I-80, as you might expect, from the mouth of Parley's Canyon up to Parley Summit, then down to the Kimball Junction exit to Park City. We do have that one accident that's been cleared off now. That was I-80 eastbound at 700 East, so that should be good to go if you're exiting there. Down in Utah County right now, you've got pretty dry roads on I-15, but you are below the speed limit, as you would expect, because of the wet conditions from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Alicia?
We were just watching cameras in Farmington just a second ago as you're trying to connect on and off from US 89 to I-15, and that is still very snow-packed and icy. And then you've got slow speeds on Highway 89 through Bountiful, Woods Cross, North Salt Lake, connecting on to I-215, as well as along Redwood Road as you connect to I-215 there at the north end. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.